All right, it is 6:44, and in the midst of this Christmas season, a season of giving, it may now be a season of taking. We have a thief.
In the building?
What? We have a Christmas thief.
It's here. It's not in it.
Well, we don't know who it is.
Stealing what?
Kevin's Christmas gift from you.
What? Gifts.
What? From me?
Yeah.
My awesome
You know that
gifts.
Sweet barbecue set you got, Kevin?
Yeah, with the football, and there was a beer bottle opener on the top.
He loved it, that he was showing everybody like it was, you know, the holy grail of barbecue sets.
Someone stole my gift to you?
Yeah.
This is no joke. I'm serious.
You're kidding.
Yeah, this was down here in the producer booth, which I assumed I could leave anything down here. My wallet, my social security card.
It's not like, let's be honest, because everybody wants to do the right thing, right? Everybody wants to go, oh, I'm sure it was a mistake. Somebody just picked it up. Nobody can just walk into the studio.
No.
You have to work here. You have to be involved with a show.
We have security in
the
front
lobby. So somebody between 5 a.m. and 5 a.m. on one of these shows or one of the weekend shows is a thief. So, and we need to know who it is. I think it's Bill Weff. No, that's not
true. Oh, no. Who all right, so, Kevin, you know what? You can narrow it down by who likes to grill. You know,
well,
who likes
I've emailed all the producers that I know sit regularly here, the full-time producers that do all the shows. So I've talked to them. I've interrogated them. So I have an idea, but still, the grill set is missing. So.
Do you still have the bacon calendar?
So the calendar was missing as well. But I hunted down the culprit, and I have the calendar back.
Who was the culprit?
Well, we can't say it on air.
You can't out him?
No, because he actually coughed it up. Now,
right.
He is the number one person of interest.
Yeah.
So you think he may be responsible for the barbecue theft as well?
He doesn't seem like a barbecue type to me.
No, he doesn't, but it's a sweet grill set. I mean, that's worth at least $350 on the secondary market on eBay or something like that.
You know, I'm so bummed. I hope we find it. Otherwise, you know what? I'll get you another one because it was such a perfect gift for you.
We're going to track this down.
Well, because I want the perpetrator to know we will find you. I took off my sunglasses first off. I shouldn't wear them at this hour because it's dark and I bump into things. But I took off my sunglasses and I like on CSI Miami, like David Caruso, and then there was a screech and then I went, "Oh, we'll grill you." When we find you, about the missing grill set.
Did you pause then and give the stare?
Yeah, and then the music started really loud and there was another screech, just like in CSI in Miami.
Oh, man, we got to find out who took
it. But we're not kidding around. Here in the season of giving, someone on this staff is a taker.
Mm-hmm. Kev, have you checked every drawer in there? Because people throw all kinds of stuff.
Look in the bag.
Maybe someone didn't want
it. No.
Bill and Wendy's off.
You like it better if it was stolen, don't you?
No. I'm telling you, we know the calendar was missing, and the calendar was returned. So why would one be missing and the other one not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really suspicious.
That's some good detective work.
No, it's not my first time for taking off my sunglasses. Mary's back with your traffic trouble spots. By the way, if the person is willing to admit they're a thief, and come on this show and admit they're a thief and take their punishment as a thief, then they'll do less time in prison. I think that's a good compromise.
Is that like a plea bargain?
Yeah. Remember on NYPD Blue when they used to talk about tuning up a suspect?
Oh, yeah.
They'd take him back, they'd tune him up.
Yeah.
I'll tune this one up. You don't steal from this show.
We've had a lot of guests on the program lately. You don't think any of the guests
steal from this show.
Would be responsible.
They couldn't get in the producer's booth, but do we have a room with just a bare light bulb swinging from a wire?
Yeah.
We're putting one in.
Good.
Yeah. And we're putting one in now. Got the engineers working on it.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, it's the Steve Cochran Show.
720 WGN.
Okay, everybody, here we go.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Texter from the 630, Steve, not only was something stolen, but a Christmas present was stolen. That makes the culprit not only a thief, but the Grinch. The Grinch who stole the barbecue set, a much lesser known special, but still an important special.
Isn't that kind of weird, though? People know we're giving out gifts and things like that. You know, the different shows are doing white elephants and gift exchanges. Why would you just walk off with a nicer gift?
It's rude and it's terrible, but it was an awesome gift. So, you know, I'll take some of the blame. I shouldn't have left it down here.
It's like, it's like stealing from your family.
Yeah,
you know, if you're stealing at work, I mean, that's not cool.
It's like I said, I feel like I should be able to leave my wallet down here with all my... I shouldn't even have to worry about it. But no.
That's not good.
Leave a barbecue set down here and it's gone.
Yeah, it's not good. What'd you say, Mary?
It's not a good idea to leave your wallet
and everything. I'm making a point, Mary.
Yeah, it's a larger picture.
But we should be able to. We are family. We're I would leave my purse sitting open in front of you guys.
Right. Right.
Maybe not edit, but the rest of you guys, I would leave everything.
Well,
my keys, my phone, my wallet. I trust you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're going to steal, don't steal from employees. Steal from the company. I think if that's one lesson we can learn this Christmas season, it's probably that. Like Rokan. Rokan, a lot of people think Rokan's off this week. He was caught embezzling from the Tribune Media Company. Like, Larry Wirt caught him. Yeah.
Like
caught
someone else who gave out all of our staplers to our listeners.
Yeah, what if that was someone's favorite stapler? Now it's gone. Jeez.
Well, there's like
where are my pens?
There's like 100 to choose from.